Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive, joined by Brewers manager Pat Murphy this morning. Hey, Murph.
Hey, how are you?
So the playoff picture getting a little bit clearer at this point. The Phillies clinched last night, so that sets up, at least we know who that other division champion is. We still don't know how it's going to play out for you all in the playoffs. How do you approach these last few games with that uncertain picture?
Well, there's a lot at stake. You have to stay healthy. You can't overdo it with anyone, but at the same time, they got to keep in their rhythm. And they can't think too far ahead. It's about the game in the moment. It's about the pitch coming towards you or the pitch you're throwing. And you really got to keep it simple and just keep doing what you do. Stay in your rhythm.
Sorry, Murph. Does playing the Mets the last weekend at home, knowing that you might play the Mets again in just a couple of days later, does that change how you guys approach those games at all or not really?
Well, I mean, it could. I mean, who we're pitching and what we're exposing. Yeah, of course it changes it. But you play baseball, you have to stay in your rhythm. It's not a game you can take a bunch of days off and think that you can perform the same. But yeah, it does change. I mean, you're not going to expose. If you know for sure you're going to play the Mets and you're in the midst of playing, quote, a last regular season game, I don't think you pitch guys that they're going to see, because more familiarity should lend to more success for the offensive team.
Jake Bowers is available for that final start if you need him. Right.
I like it.
Talking with Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Murph, you know, you lost three in a row coming out of the clinching game, which was so exciting at American Family Field, and then you have that Sunday game where you're down 8-0. I said this the other day. I feel like had you just won the ball game 3-2, it would have been for fans, okay. But I really appreciated the comeback and what that means and what that says about the team moving forward.
I agree. You know, like that was, to me, I was writing on the bench, just thinking of ways I can try to help them understand that you can't take your foot off the gas. You can't coast uphill. And then what they did right while I was writing all this, what they did was just amazing. I mean, just to come back, chip away against a really good, one of the best offensive teams, if not the best offensive team in baseball, and against their top relievers. And to see us chip away, that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
And you had some booing from the fans. You said that kind of snapped the guys into place a little bit?
Kind of surprising. You know, like, this is a club that nobody expected anything out of, and what we did on the field early on proved that, hey, this is a bunch of nobodies that are living up to the standards. And no one picked us to win the league. No one thought with all we lost and the injuries and adversity we had faced, trades, cutting the budget, nobody thought that, you know, the Brewers would be on top, especially with all the other teams in the division spending so much money. And none of them are in a rebuild. All of them are in a point where they win now. You know, as you see, they're firing managers in the division because they think they're ready to win now. And it's one of those things where with what the team had done, then to get booed in game 157 or whatever it was, you're like, wow, you know. But there's an expectation, and the team is the one that set that expectation. So I think it was good for them to hear that. And, yeah, I think they responded.
You know, I think it was, if I can speak for Brewers fans, Murph, and I've been one for 50 years, right? It was, you know, a caring boo, if you know what I mean. I mean, this is a community that hosted a giant parade with a million people downtown for a team that lost the World Series. Like, that's, I feel like if I can speak for fans, that's what we meant was, okay, obviously, great respect for what you and what the team have done, but also, like, let's go.
Yeah. Well, whatever reason it was, it's a good one, because I know it for certain, because there's a lot of fans there. I think we had 37,000 that night. I know for a fact it did affect the team, because they heard it. When you only have you know, 20,000 there, and it's sparse, and it seems like, you know, meaningless game. And nobody really cares. I think it doesn't affect the team as much when there's that many people, and they're saying, "Hey, look, guys, don't take your foot off the gas. Look, we're expecting great things." Whether or not you're experienced or not, or whether you're injured, I don't care. You know, like, you can still play good. You're healthy enough to play today. You can still play good. And I think it woke them up. I thought it was great.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us on Tuesday mornings. Thanks, Murph. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Brewers at Pirates tonight, 5:40 first pitch in Pittsburgh.